from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for June 18th. Wit here, June 18th. The Comedy Desk 7 sets, sketches, and stunts worth your 8 minutes. Let's get into it. First, from The Onion. Nation proud of self for watching, enjoying original movie. America's collective ego got a little boost this week when The Nation announced it had actually sat through a movie that wasn't a sequel, prequel, reboot, or spin-off. The triumph was framed as a civic duty, learning a handful of unfamiliar character names and resisting the urge to shout Nick Fury or the Force during the 2.5-hour runtime. The reaction was oddly modest, as if watching a fresh story was a polite gesture rather than a bold experiment. Some folks said they could picture themselves returning to original cinema every few years, just to keep the novelty alive. The self-congratulation hit a snag when it emerged the so-called original was, in fact, an adaptation of a novel sharing the same title. Today I work K up and went T onto computer to simply check into the net, you know, do my regulars, play crad game with my cyber buddy Nathan, check Amazon for deals, inoji browncing YouTunes, no watching off goss, only browncing the thumbnails, and check me spam folders for impotent undead Gmails, such as Dear Queen, it is Elton's John, help me or here comes the coupon for a free WFL meal, but then I saw a new button on my browser and I thought to myself, what is TH High's S hit? The Buppin said artificial intelligence and well, WHHYYY do oh I have THH hat BB with onum S so I did a little inventication, tuned out that artificial intelligence is a type of thinking item that instead of using humans' brains, it's using a computer that knows about thinking M, greater or equal to. The irony landed, and the applause faded. Next, second, from Clickhole, I jsat trying something calloused artificial intelligence and let's just say I will not be using regular intelligence ever again. By Queen Elizabeth Roman II. Untitled document he low frello netizums. Well, what good is that kind of butoon? I said into my computer microphone, and I wait a long time for the answer before out of prude disprobation I went on to Wikipinocchio and said again, well, what good is that kind of butoon? Very loud Wikipinocchio voice came into my earbuds and said, hello, Quen, I am Quasar. Well, I about took a bathroom right into my brazier when I heard that Quasar voice. But even though Quasar sounded like a teapot of Star Wars slash toilet type of talking, it was actually very helpful me. It the explainum slash th slash at the antifictional ingredients button could do a lot of really cool thing. And then I said I would like to o on azy my bones be how use when j o j u e y I can to h e a v e n m e very thin went ever for. And I mean n k m m y pelvis was inside my head and my skull l h m b n n b b m was inside another person big problem. After seeing what remarks a bugle thinks I could do with the Quasar Artron Finchel in Jegel Gettins, it made me think, well, I don't need regular intelligence anymore, which is a huge refill. Before, when I want n to see a v video of something skateboarding, I would have used my regular intelligence to find out how m very hard for brain mm to do that and to see that, but now, using the Quasar Artem fictional intelligence I can tell it watch video of sci-fi, ng skateboarding and it does it for me while I rest. No need to watch the video mislef with my new vital productivity tool Quasar, I can give my tasks to Quasar and sim Ellie columns onto the floor, and a husk of my former self, no need to imagine, or dream. OR Xprint. For example, I told it I want to see picture, boom, there was picture. Now I said into the button L, would like to hear song about picture boom. Song now singing, sorum m, regular intelligence, but there is a new brine in town and I will not be needling you anymore. Sensely, harassiol manageable, the Quen, and Quasar. Up next, third, from McSweeney's Internet Tendency. Maha plan to wean Americans off SRI. The health department has rolled out a new initiative to taper Americans off antidepressants, framing the nation's mental health woes as a case of overprescription. Advocates and psychiatrists push back, pointing out that the problem is far more tangled than a simple pill count. The plan's wellness psychic is a coach who's spent weeks hawking colloidal silver on flights or harassing a pharmacist, plus a pamphlet on butthole sunning for men. Everyone gets a government-issued adult coloring book, not for stress relief but to keep the mind occupied while serotonin levels dip. If cravings hit, the suggested mantra invokes a Trump-era paradise and a chin implant as a fallback. Exposure therapy, according to the proposal, is a toolbox of absurdities. Enter a horse derby, duel an ex with a garden rake, and, for women, a dose of electroshock. The narrative treats these extreme scenarios as if they are ordinary steps towards self-improvement. by the end of the schedule, you're supposedly SRI-free, back to the God-intended mix of fear and self-loathing. And just in case you missed it, there's a final reminder to check whether the oven's still on. And then, fourth, from the hard times, friend who doesn't work wants to know if you're free Tuesday at 2:00 p.m. Watertown, Mass. Local privileged layabout Tyler Blake regularly asks friends if they're free to hang out during normal working hours, according to barristers at the cafe where he spends much of his time. Tyler is cool, but he doesn't understand what it's like to work for a living. We all know he's got rich parents and has never had to have a real job, said Blake's friend Mark Slotkin during his 15-minute break. Today he asked if I could meet up for brunch with some girls he met in the city. I reminded him that I work until 5:00 every weekday and also that I'm married. Next, fifth, from the hard times. Sociologists confirm child-free women who, like Bob said, are technically daddies. Historically, we have held the belief that people who identify as women and don't have children can't be daddies. Of course, we know trans women with children can identify as dads and hot men in their 40s without children can be daddies. But only now have we confirmed through rigorous research that women who, like Bob Sedger, are all daddy, said researcher Mildred Spainberger. Cambridge, Mass. Top sociologists at Harvard University revealed that child-free women who, like Bob Sedger, are, in fact, technically daddies, sources on the research team confirmed. Up next, 6. From the hard times. Opinion: political violence is always wrong, unless you're the cops, the military, or Israel. It's no secret that this is a violent nation. Violence is practically embedded into our DNA as a society, from the media that we consume, to our cultural value system, and even into the lyrics to our national anthem. But as violence continues to rise in response to social unrest, I feel it's imperative to remind you all that political violence is never the answer. Unless, of course, the question is, are you the cops, the military, or Israel? And the answer following that question is, yes. We've always been a divided nation, and from that division there will naturally be disagreements. That's the 7. The joke is, you came back. Same time tomorrow.